Today on Gardening in a Minute, pomegranates. Pomegranates are a small red fruit with a delicious interior. The plants are native to southeastern Europe and Asia, but have been cultivated in the Americas since the 1500s. The pomegranate is a dense, bushy, deciduous shrub that is sometimes trained into a small tree and can grow up to 20 feet in height. Pomegranate trees are quite attractive and have flaming orange-red flowers with crinkled petals. Pomegranates can be grown throughout Florida and prefer an acidic soil. The fruits are round and several inches in diameter with a smooth, leathery skin. Pomegranates in North Florida mature from July to November, but may produce fruit year-round in South Florida. For more information about pomegranates, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, rain sensors. Rain sensors, also called rain shutoff devices, are a great way to save water in your landscape. These low-cost devices can detect when a certain amount of rain has fallen, making sure your automatic irrigation system doesn't run when it's not needed. Florida law now requires that all new automatic lawn sprinkler systems include rain sensors, and in some counties, existing sprinkler systems must incorporate these devices. Rain sensors are available wherever irrigation supplies are sold. You can easily install yours yourself or hire an irrigation professional to do it. Rain sensors have many advantages, like conserving water and saving you money. They also reduce wear on your irrigation system and can prevent plant disease and other problems caused by extra moisture. For more information about irrigation systems, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, lawn insect pests. It's not just people that like a nice green lawn. Several insects and mites feed on grass and can ruin a perfectly good yard. Your best defense against lawn pests is to have a healthy lawn and to inspect it every 7 to 10 days for pest activity. In your St. Augustine lawn, look for yellow or brown chinch bug damaged areas found first in the hotter, drier parts of your landscape. In a Bahia lawn, tunnels may indicate the presence of mole crickets. Other common lawn pests include hunting billbugs, fire ants, tropical sod webworms, and fall armyworms. Insects aren't the only cause of lawn damage. Make sure you correctly identify the problem before applying any treatments. Spot treat only the infected areas and remember to follow all label instructions. For more information about lawn pests, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, wildflowers in the garden. Native flowers are beautiful and easy to grow, and you can find the seed at most garden centers. Why not grow a small bed of wildflowers or even an entire mini meadow in your landscape? Choose a site that's sunny most of the day and has well-drained soil. Purchase native seed that's been produced in Florida and has the Native from Florida logo. Plant in areas with few or no weeds after you've lightly scratched the bare soil with a rake. In grassy areas, mow closely before planting and remove the clippings. Wherever you plant, broadcast the seed by hand or with a spreader and rake the soil lightly. You won't need to fertilize your native wildflowers. They're adapted to the low fertility soils of Florida. For more information about wildflowers, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, lawn diseases. Most of the fungi that live in and around grass are harmless and feed on dead organic matter, but there are a few fungi that cause plant diseases by infecting living plants. Patches of yellow and brown in your grass don't necessarily indicate disease. In fact, you should eliminate other causes before treating for disease. There are two common patterns of turf disease symptoms. One is a circular patch of grass that is no longer uniformly green. The second is grass with spots on it. To manage lawn disease, first correctly identify the problem. Next, identify the conditions in your lawn that are encouraging the infection. Finally, figure out how to manage your lawn so that it's not a good host to the disease. For more information about lawn diseases, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Environmental Horticulture Department, IFAS Extension, and WUFT-FM.